poll, most willing to stop purchasing Chinese products to combat aggression from China. By Hannah Blow on April 1, 2023. Most likely general election voters are willing to stop purchasing Chinese products in order to combat aggression from China and lessen U.S. dependence on Chinese manufacturing. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents, would you be willing to stop purchasing Chinese products as a means to help counter the aggressive actions of the Chinese Communist Party and lessen America's dependence on Chinese manufacturing? 78.7% said yes, they would be willing to stop purchasing Chinese products, compared to 10% who said they are not willing and 11.4% who remain unsure. There is bipartisan consensus on the matter, as 74.2% of Democrats, 92.1% of Republicans, and 67.1% of independents said they would be willing to stop purchasing Chinese products to both lessen America's dependence on Chinese manufacturing and to stand up against aggression from the communist country. The survey was taken March 20 to 22, 2023. Among 1,081 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. In February, the U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party held a hearing on the growing threat of China featuring several witnesses, including former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. According to UPI, McMaster said the work of the committee is crucial now more than ever, observing that the United States has fallen behind on technology and finance fronts in confronting China, while holding on to an assumption that China would play by the rules as a member of the World Trade Organization. McMaster urged the United States to catch up with the competitive moves being made by the CCP. While McMaster gave his opening testimony, a protester stood up behind him holding a sign that read, "China is not our enemy." She exclaimed, "We need cooperation, not competition," while she was escorted out by security. After she was removed, another protester stood holding a sign, upside down at first, that read, "Stop Asian Hate." He was escorted out by security, too, while saying something unintelligible on video. Human rights activist Tong Yi also spoke at the hearing, stating that the U.S. needs to face the fact that we have helped feed the baby dragon of the Chinese Communist Party to grow into what it is. U.S. companies exploit cheap labor in China that has enriched the CCP. Wall Street, through its passive investment portfolios, transfers billions from retirement accounts to the CCP. It didn't have to be this way. We are now seeing the consequences of these policies, Tong Yi added. Related, Mike Gallagher's full opening statement on the China Committee. The survey comes several weeks after a Chinese spy balloon made its way over the U.S. mainland before the U.S. military shot it down off the coast of the Carolinas. Meanwhile, most believe President Joe Biden has a conflict of interest with China, and that includes one-third of Democrats, per a Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released earlier this month. MTG bursts Biden's balloon, he's owned by China.